Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva, and I'm bringing you the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim chapter 68, Samachet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. Chapter 68 begins with the word Lemenatzeach, LeDavid, Mizmor Shir. A kind of an introduction or a direction of how the Mizmor should actually be sung and danced about. Now this Mizmor, with all its 36 psukim, seems to be the kind of Mizmor, the kind of song that people sing after victory. Victory in a war. And you know that there's always this difficulty in balancing the relative place of man and God in any great achievement. And so that it's reasonable that in the Mizmor, having won the victory, even though we don't know what particular victory might be referred to, it's reasonable that the stress in the Mizmor is on the divine side of things, on the way that the divine helped us and made it possible to win in the war. So that we begin the Mizmor thinking about the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu b'Nesoach Aharon. And the Aharon, the Ark, is after all the mashal, the example of God's presence. And when you go out to war, there's an Aharon that goes out together with those who enter into the battle. Whether there was one Aharon or two Aharon, no, is not so relevant for this Mizmor, but we remember that the Aharon was part of the battle. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu oyvecha, that the Aharon somehow, v'yihi b'nesoach Aharon, into the fray, into the battle, that the Aharon symbolized more than anything else, certainly in the Midbar, in the desert, a place, a static kind of place that represented the presence of God. And even though God was surely found every place in the world, there was a place to which we were invited to come from time to time, which enabled us to feel and to respond to the presence of God. So when we went off into war, and war is about fixing the world and making it closer to the way God would like it to be. I fix the world by denying idolatry. I fix the world by denying poverty. I fix the world by spreading the word of Torah. And all of that can be connected to an actual war that is fought. Yehoshua ben Nun was not just asked to conquer the land, but he was directed to rid the land of negative forces, of idolatrous forces, and the like. So that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayi ben Tzora v'yolam Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kuma Hashem. The Kuma Hashem refers to that the fact that the Makom, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of established in the desert for himself such that it would be accessible to us, that place, that Makom, also goes to war. Kuma Hashem, v'yafutzu oyvecha, That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And your enemies will become driven away. They'll be exploded out of existence. V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha. And those who hate you will be driven away. So, the Baal HaMizmor, the author writes in Pasuk Bet, Yakum Elokim, Yafutsu Oivav, V'yanusu misanav mipanav. Almost exactly the same. Almost the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yakum Elokim Yafutsu Oivav, V'yanusu misanav mipanav. And then there's an expansion. This idea is expanded by the Baal HaMizmor in the Psukim Gimel through Zion. And he says, Kihimdof Ashan Tindof, Kihimes Donag Mipnei Esh. Right, he says, you will destroy the wicked to Asham Hamitvazer Vikala. There's like the smoke spreads out and disappears. That's the word Nun Dalid Pei, that is going to kind of be disappear in the wind, right, in the wind itself. And then he says, Kihimas Donag Mipnei Esh, just like the wax melts before the fire, Yovdu Rishaim Mipnei Elohim. It's clear to the Baal HaMizmor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts against Rishaim, against wickedness. And Rishaim are people who are not, who cannot be fixed, who cannot be changed. They are not liable to doing tshuva. The people of Nineveh were Rishaim, but they were liable to change. And so the Navi came to them with this offer, change. And they did. They did tshuva. But the wars that God fights are against the people who are Rishaim, who are not going to change. Bitzadikim yismichu ya'altsu lifnei Elokim v'yasisu b'simcha. He says, the tzadikim, as opposed to the Rishaim, of course, they will rejoice at God's intervention in this historical path. Because we are responsible, but we expect God's help. We expect to be supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this enterprise. And so the Baal HaMizmor says, Shiru Leilokim, Zamru Shemo, Solu Lerochev Ba'aravot, Bekosh Shemo, Ve'ilzu Lifanav. You have in the same Pasuk, Shiru, Zamru, Ilzu, the joy of knowing that the right thing has been done. After all, war is not an easy thing, even for the winners, even for those who are successful. I mean, they had to do terrible things, and they had to cause a lot of distress and suffering. And somehow, knowing that it's God's war that you are fighting is very comforting. It makes it reasonable, upon reconsideration, that this was the right thing to do. And then the Pasuk says, also Pasuk Hei, Solu La Rochev Ba'aravot. Solu La Rochev Ba'aravot. Raise your voice and praise God. God who is Rochev Ba'aravot, who rides the clouds in heavens. This combination of words, Rochev Ba'aravot, is found only here in this Mizmor, and it's been discussed at length. But for us, what this means is that if you try to imagine different imaginings about God, one that you imagine that God is everywhere at the same time, and the other is that you imagine that God is somewhere at a particular time, and that somewhere might be the Beit HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, we also imagine that God is in a place, but not in any particular place, and that's Rochev Ba'aravot. Rochev Ba'aravot. Maybe that reminds us somehow of the Aron HaKodesh. They went out to war, that the Kruvim were resting upon this Aron, and and the Kruvim were, in fact, the representatives, so to speak, of God. And so all these images appear to me at once about God. God being everywhere, God being somewhere, and God moving through the everywhere, Rochev Ba'aravot. Pasuk Vav, Avi Yatomim V'Dayan El Almanot. I can't help myself. I mention God, and I say, after all, God is the father of the orphans, and he is the one who gives justice to the widows. Elohim b'ma'on katsho. Elohim b'ma'on katsho. God is God in his place. Again, this infinite emphasis on the place that we find God. So we find God looking after the orphans, and we find God looking after the widows. Orphans and widows are kind of almost an aberration in creation. But there shouldn't be any orphans, there shouldn't be any widows. Because the way God created the world was that everybody should have parents. Every husband should have a wife, every wife should have a husband. But you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned especially about those people, the Yatomim and the Almanot. Elohim Moshiv Yechidim Baita, Motzi Asirim B'Kosharot. We continue our praise of God and we say, Moshiv Yechidim Baita. God makes a place, a home, for those who are alone. Motzi asirim bekosharot. He allows those who are interred in a kind of a jail to become free, to become freed with joy. Ach sorerim shachnu tzchicha. Ach socharim asorerim. I'm sorry. Ach sorerim. Sorerim are the rishaim, the ones who deviate, the ones who go away, shochnim be'eretz midbar, right, who are looking for sustenance. Elokim b'tzeitcha lefnei amecha b'tzeadcha b'yeshimon. And so God, who goes out before your people, like in the desert there was the Anan, and there was the fire that went before people. Hashem holech lifnehem yomam. So that the praise of God again has to do with with the place. Like there's the every place, there's the some place, there's God moving through space, and there's the movement through space specifically connected to Am Yisrael. And this is in fact the beginning of the second part, where he discusses the victory of Bnei Yisrael on the enemy. And that goes on through to Pasuk Kav Dalet. Let's look at a little bit of that now. Eretz Ra'asha, Af Shamayim Natfu, Mipnei Elokim, Ze Sinai, Mipnei Elokim, Elokei Yisrael. Because we can't help ourselves. When there's a glorious moment, just as in the Vidui Bikurim, I mean, we couldn't, or the Vidui Maasrot, the Vidui Mikurim, couldn't help ourselves. We had to say, you know, we're here bringing this to the Beit HaMikdash, these vegetables, the fruit of the land, because Arami Ovei Davi. All of history suddenly makes sense. And so when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, B'tzeitcha lifnei amecha, that this is the way it always will be. Every battle will be fought with God's help. Every battle will be fought with God going out before His people. That's B'tzeitcha lifnei amecha. And this happened at Sinai. B'pnei Elokim, Elokei Yisrael. So we have kind of a recollection of things. We're forced to think about things that we know. They're not new or different, but they force themselves upon us. And we say, aha, that's the way it has to be. That's the way it should be, with God leading us from one place to another, with God leading us into battle and victory, with God leading us into change and into redemption. So all of these things are things that have to be, they have to take place in the world. And so again, you know, joy, simcha, shira, as the Medrash says, Lam Natseach Mizmor Shir, this is a great song. And Pasuk Dalet, Yismichu, Ya'alzu, Yasisu B'Simcha, Pasakei Shiru, Zamru, Solu, Ilzu. It's just unimaginable. Unimaginable joy. The victory is ours. A real victory. Not a Pyrrhic victory like there are. Sometimes the war is fought and then that's just the beginning of the war. Kinds of wars that unfortunately we find ourselves involved in today. But this is a war about which you can sing and you can dance because the world has changed. The world is not the same. The old war will not continue and become the new war. No, certainly not. The old war is gone, is done, is over. And therefore, we sing the praises of the new, and we remember the fact that all of history is a model for history. It's not so much that history repeats itself, but it's rather that we recognize again where we are. And God took us out of Mitzrayim horizontally. God took us to Har Sinai, creating a space, right, the Shekhinah. God made us build the Beit HaMikdash, another kind of narrow, limited space where God's presence was known to us. And then there was the Aron, which was again moved. Kuma Hashem Yafutzoi Vecho V'yanusu Misanecha Mipanecha. This is the essence of the Mizbor Samachet.